Kayamora leading, Batash the blue and white on the cap, on the left is Glamorous Anna, towards the extreme right then is Winter Power, blue and white jacket, big run from her, Maven is behind these, then Kings Lynn from Liberty Beach, and behind those is Harris Barr, as near as two as Winter Power, Batash coming to join issue this pair together, Liberty Beach, Acklam Express behind those, the pink jacket of Oxted is running on, but it's Batash in front to the pink colours of Oxted down the centre, Oxted now coming through with Kieran Fallon to take it up. Up and beats Arecibo to second, Extravagant Kid and Batash, and keep busy. Kings Lynn and Liberty Beach behind those.
Yes, what a race it was. Of course, the King's Stand last week as part of the Royal Ascot Carnival. And Oxted winning the King's Stand aboard, of course, was Kieran Fallon Jr., our very own here on RSN 927, champion jockey and superstar hoop, and the son of the legendary Kieran Fallon and the man of the moment joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Kieran.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's a day to remember.
Absolutely, mate. Must have been a dream come true, and obviously very much enjoyable hearing that back again.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't believe it. Got very lucky. It was a nice, strong gallop. Obviously, we got outpaced early on, and we got a nice little gap there, about a furlong and a half from home, and as soon as we switched off heels, changed his lead, it picked up well, and obviously you see what it meant to me across the line.
Yeah, we'll chat more about Oxted in just a moment and that incredible victory there in the King's Stand for you, mate. You got one up on your legendary dad too, mate. He never won the King's Stand. Did you rib him a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, look, obviously it's a good one at Royal Ascot. These are the races you'd like to be winning, and dad never won that race. So as soon as I got informed that he never won that race, I had a little bit of a sly dig towards him.
In all seriousness, he must be a very proud dad.
Yeah, yeah, yes, he helps me a lot. He when I walked the course that morning of the race, he was on the phone to me and we were going through it. He's a big supporter, a big help to me, and you know, all his advice has helped me helped me win that race that day.
Trying to superstar hoop Kieran Fallon Jr. here on RSN 927, fresh from winning the King's Stand at Royal Ascot last week. And you were out here in Australia a couple of years ago, mate, and you raved about Oxted then. Were you confident you could upstage the likes of Batash coming into the race?
Yeah, especially that day, the stiff five Ascot, Batash coming off a long layoff. It was always going to be a struggle, especially with the American horse coming over. Was going to be inject a lot of pace in the race early on and take him on as well as that power as well. So I knew if we went a strong gallop that this is my 6 furlong stamina was going to pay into a lot of the later stages of the race.
Were you confident in the straight, mate? Because as you said, you burst through the middle late there, and that was a stylish victory.
Yeah, at the two pole when I was coming there with a good run and the whole field started to look left a little bit. It just showed that there was tired horses there, so and I got a little bit of confidence. But as soon as I switched off heels and gave me a squeeze and took off, I knew there was no doubt that he was going to win.
He had a fall earlier in the year, Kieran, and was actually stood down, I think, from Oxted for a bit, and actually missed a ride too on Oxted too because you were quarantining in France. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the first one was when I had a fall. Unfortunately, at Lingfield, and it just put me on the sidelines for a few weeks, and I missed his comeback run at the year in the Abbott, and then obviously a few weeks later, I had to go to France to ride the Guineas for Shea Fad, and I had to obviously with the quarantine, it put me out for 1 week before the French Guineas, which was the York meeting, and I missed the riding in that day as well, so. You know, frustrating not being able to ride at the beginning of the year, but we got on him on the right day.
Absolutely, you're obviously confident you'd always be back on board for the big one last week.
Yeah, Roger and the owners, you know, have a lot of faith in me and a lot of trust in me, so I was always confident to get back on him, and you know, I'm just glad that I could do him justice when I got back on him.
Tenor Kieran Fallon Jr. here on RSN 927, champion jockey, fresh from winning the King's Stand at Royal Ascot last week. Of course, the following day, mate, I think you were at Chelmsford City and you won aboard Sanitizer early in the day. That must have been a strange feeling going from Royal Ascot and the Great Heights to Chelmsford City the next day. How did you handle that?
Yeah, no, that's racing, isn't it? You ups and downs, but Chelmsford's local track. It was nice to get a winner for James Ferguson there, first time out, 2-year-old. And obviously, later that day, we got another victory for Jane Chapeline, so I'm delighted.
Yeah, it was an incredible day, that challenge today, wasn't it? I think riding a few winners at any old odds there, which was obviously a ripping couple of days for you.
Yeah, no, look, it's always nice to be riding winners. It doesn't matter where they are, but obviously Royal Ascot is the main place where everyone notices it. But, you've got to be ticking away. As long as you're riding winners, it doesn't really matter where they are.
How did you celebrate your birthday too? Happy birthday. I think that was your birthday that day, mate. And, of course, your twin Brittany's birthday as well. How did you celebrate, apart from, of course, riding multiple winners and the big one at Ascot too?
Thank you. Yeah, no, all my family come down from up the country down and had a nice little barbecue to celebrate the winner and, obviously, our birthday.
And Isle of Lismore, I think you won a board at Newmarket over the last few days, mate. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, no, future race at Newmarket there with 5 furlongs, same distance as the Kingstown winner, actually. The trainer I rode the winner for, I had set with, was second in that race. So we had a little bit of joke beforehand, but no, he's a progressive horse, a 3-year-old colt. He was only 1 second slower than the track record, so it was a really good step forward for that little lad, and hopefully he's got a bit of a future.
And where to for Oxted next, mate? I believe, obviously, won the July Cup a year or two ago and goes there again?
Yeah, that's going to be it. Look, if he come out of the race well, hopefully we can give him a little bit of a time off and rest up, and the target will be the July Cup, and hopefully we can defend our winner from last year. It'd be hard. Obviously, we've got a lot of new sprinters aboard, especially the 3-year-olds, and giving weight to them, and it looks an exciting race, but if he's all well, that's going to be the target from next month.
To come on before I let you go, really appreciate your time being so generous with it as always. The one and only Kieran Fallon Jr. here on RSN 927, fresh from winning the King Stand aboard Oxted, back from 10s into 4, so the punters were very happy last week as well. And the Fallon factor, mate, Matt Chapman was talking about that post-race. He's quite a character, isn't he?
Matt, yeah, no. He's very good. Race, and he attracts a lot of audience. But no, look, he was speaking beforehand about it all, and so you could say we kept saying the final factor, but I think he was right that day. You could see him in the prelims, the way he was carrying himself. He was jig jogging, at York and at Newmarket last day. He wasn't jig jogging, but by last night he was jig jogging, and he was in the same self as he has been the last year at the July Cup. So I was very lucky to get on board that day.
And you had a bit of a hit of golf yesterday, mate. How did you go on the golf course?
Very good. I played with Amando, the stock agent for the winner, for Mr. Haggis, trained Alan Kerr. So we had a good little good day of golf in there yesterday, relaxing, celebrating our wins at Royal Ascot.
Beautiful stuff, mate. And last but not least, mate, any horses to follow? Apart from maybe just Jacob and obviously Oxted in the future, any horses to keep an eye on?
It's a strange part of the year now. A lot of the juveniles have come out and proven themselves. And look, obviously my horse is always going to be Oxted. And I think one horse to keep an eye out is going to be Love. What that was at Royal Ascot, that was very impressive to come back from a long way off like that and win a race like that in such style. Very impressive. And I think if the ground comes good in the arc, I think she's going to be favourite, and I think she's going to be tough to beat.
Beautiful stuff, Kieran. Congratulations once again, mate. King Kieran, we'll have to call you. Happy birthday as well. And thanks so much for joining us once again. Look forward to chatting soon.
Thanks very much, Scott. Take care.